Hey, this is Breathe Go Flow Podcast. This is Tracy Warfield, your head cheerleader, and this is episode 180, Puerto Rico, Patience and Peace. Y'all, I'm live from Puerto Rico, and I had to chime in. This is interrupting your regularly scheduled podcast episode because anytime when the universe just like sends up a lesson, I'm so excited to rush and be like, y'all, right? Remember to practice this, right? So that you can stay in your flow, you can be in your flow, you can live with more joy, you can live with more abundance, you can live with more, right? All the good things that you are wishing and you are hoping for. And so I have traveled to Puerto Rico for an amazing conference, y'all. And I had been so excited about this for some time. And when I tell you, stuff happens, right? But I'm gonna hold off because I'll tell you more about what is actually going down and how the many, many years of showing up on and off the mat and serving you and picking myself up from wall slides and preventing them in many cases has allowed me to really practice patience. And it's brought me so much more peace, y'all, to my life. It truly has, because there's a trust there. So hold tight if you're the person who's looking for that practice. I got a few tips for you. I want to remind you a couple of things. Actually, I've got a major announcement. I'm so excited. But let me just remind you first to listen to all the other podcast episodes here, because this is my offering. This is one of my offerings for you. I do it with love and light. Listen, if I can help anyone avoid or at least move through a little bit more gracefully the tough times in your life and really, really enjoy the most amazing moments in your life, then I'm gonna do it, because that's what I'm here for. Absolutely. I want you to show up authentic, unapologetic unicorn in all the areas of your life. And we need help doing that. It's about community. So listen, share this podcast with someone who you think could really use, right, the light. Send it on over. And then do make sure that you are subscribing. Make sure that you're talking back to me as well. You can send feedback and I'd love to hear it. Leave a review. I love to hear it. All of it, frankly, right? I always love to continue to make changes and to grow. So before we dive into this episode, we're going to do what I always like to do, because I'm a fast talker and a talker, and right, I do have a practice of stillness, and I do have a practice of breath, because human, hello, right? And what I know is that we do hold our breath. We do, right? We walk around all day long holding our breath. Well, many of us do if we're not in the practice of constantly checking that. So take a moment, wherever you are, maybe take one hand to your belly, maybe another hand to your heart. Nice. And then just take a deep inhale through your nose. Open your mouth. Let it go with a whoosh. Ah, yeah, I love that. Listen, y'all. I am currently sitting in amazing San Juan, Puerto Rico. Now, getting here was a bit. I'm just going to tell y'all that as I take off my glasses, because I'm live here. And so I'm really excited to be sharing with you in the moment and not necessarily, well, it is pre-recorded when you listen to it, but pre-recorded. It took acts of all the universe and me showing up with patience and me showing up with a knowing that I'm supposed to be here and this will happen, or it won't, because maybe I got it, you know, wrong. Maybe my intention, right, did not turn out to be what the universe planned for the outcome, because the outcome is better. So good with that. But in the end, I'm here in Puerto Rico and I'm really excited about being here, and I'm attending this amazing conference that just lifts up women and people of color as entrepreneurs, and it's on fire, I'm gonna tell you that. is on fire. Yeah. And I'm really excited. I'll share some of that probably at my, I'll share some of the things that I've learned and that are really powerful for me. And in my own way at my retreat in the summer, here in Merida or back in Merida when I get back there. So definitely check out the show notes because I'm really excited to be offering my first retreat in a minute, my first wellness retreat in a minute. That will be in Merida. And y'all, it's inspirada, inspired. It is just going to be an amazing luxe, beautiful time of movement, of rest, of life design, of community. And I just can't wait to have you and can't wait to host you. It's a very, very intimate experience. And so space is limited. And so you'll want to, whenever you're listening to this, you'll want to definitely dive in and get going. We're in early bird registration right now. And we'll be so through the end of February or until we pack the house. So make sure that you are checking in the show notes for that link. I would love to host you if you've ever been to one of my retreats. We have a great time and they're very powerful. And I'm always really grateful to be able to watch and be a part of the transformation of people when they arrive to when they leave. It's just magical. And Merida is a magical place. So I can't wait to see you there. So I'm at this amazing conference that I've been trying to get to for now 2 days, basically. And I have now 2 days only left. And I shouldn't say only because so far so magical. And I was supposed to be here for these days. So here's what I want to talk about with patience and peace. I arrived to the airport in Merida a couple of days ago now, and my flight had been canceled. There's weather in Houston, and I had heard about it the day before, and I was like, well, that's just not going to affect me because, you know, is me. And also, I don't carry that. I don't really project that. I'm like, today is today, and tomorrow's another day. Y'all remind yourselves of that. Right? Like today's today. And if you're, you know, reading a magazine about what's going to happen, or did I say magazines? Do they still exist? If you're reading a blog or something to that effect, and it's telling you about how everything happens for everyone else at this particular time, put that down. Take a breath. Your life is your life and you're in today. You don't know what's going to happen, right? All you know is how you're going to move in this day. Wusa. So that's where I was. Needless to say, the next day, yes, in fact, there was still weather in Houston and my flight was canceled. Like canceled. Like there's no other flights going out and the soonest we can get you there is Saturday after the conference is over. And so I stood there because isn't it funny when we get news or information like that? We've really been looking forward to something and we've really been, you know, just in it. Have you ever been there? You just like, I'm so excited and I, yes. And then you get this like wah, wah information about it and it takes the breath away. That's why it's important to practice the breath so you can get that back. So you don't, you know, lose your cuckoo, right? And so I got my breath back in that moment and I ask a lot of questions and I ask for help, which is a big to-do, right? It's not one of my tips today, but it should be, right? The first thing, which took me many years to figure out, right? And certainly, it's an interesting thing because if you're not asking for help from the right people, you can get burned and it puts you in a space where you believe that folks don't want to help you. And many folks do, especially folks who see your light, right? And maybe they don't agree completely, but you're not self-harming, you're not any of those things. So they come to your aid. They do what they can, right? So I asked for help and the folks at the desk happen to be all ladies. I explained to them I'm going to this amazing conference and I really, this has been something that I'm really looking forward to, and I really want to be a part of that community. So they went about trying to figure it out for me, and what they figured out was there was no figure out. That happens, right? And so I took another breath, and I said, thank you. By the way, thank you. And I decided to go have a cup of coffee, not to go directly back home, but to give it a minute, like to just situate where I am for a second, right? That's new for me. And I want you to think about that, because that's super new for me. The old me would be reactive and would be trying to fix it. Gemini type A yogini. I'm going to fix it, right? I'm not going to step away from it until I fix it. Instead of saying, let me just go get this cup of coffee, right? And I did. So I want to just give you my tips, because patience and peace comes from really understanding how to move in your practice in a way that allows you to breathe freely so that you have clarity. So the first thing I did, right, in that day, which I do every day, is now I do it every day, especially the last 6 years, is to set an intention in the morning. That morning when I woke up at the crack of smack, right, for that flight that was about to be canceled that I didn't check online to see, because I don't grab my phone first thing in the morning, right? I missed that. And that's okay, because I was supposed to. Because I needed to set my intention. So if you're setting an intention in your day, right, let me know. Leave in the review that that's what you're doing. Because in the intention, right, is not an expectation. And that's what I want you to write down for this one and take in, right? If you're driving or if you're whatnot, put it on pause. Wait till you get your journal or post-it note, red lipstick, something that you can write with. And write down, an intention is not an expectation. An intention is how I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up and I'm going to just, I know the universe has my back, and this is my intention given that. It doesn't say, and this is how it's all going to go. That's not it. And that took me a long time to understand. So to set my intention to walk in the day with love and light to be used for the highest, that always is part of my intention lately, and to show up full and bright for this convention, not just for myself, but for the others who are there, who are all about service, who are all about lifting themselves to the highest so that they can serve, right? So that's number one in practicing your patience and your peace, is if you already have an intention that's been set, right, and you've released the expectation, right, then you're not just like, oh, you know, it's one thing to have vision. Absolutely. I'm all about vision quest. Woosa, right? But that's also too different from an expectation, right? The universe, I like to say the universe, with as much respect as I can give, has jokes. And the jokes are on us, right? And the reason why they're there is to teach us and to help us to practice things to make us stronger for what is really of the utmost highest service, as I babble, right? All right, so that's the first thing. Set an intention for your day or for the event or for whatever it is, right? And then as you exhale, just release the expectation of how it's supposed to go. So when the universe does lay those amazing tricks on you, right? You know, it's okay. It's gonna be okay, because the universe knows my intention. I know my intention, and there must be another way, right? There's another way. There's another flight, right? So here's the second tip, which I did already in telling my story, is that I walked away. Walk away. If you're in a situation that is disturbing your peace, I was not good at this years ago. Y'all, I'm not on a high mountain. I am human, maybe 99% human, 1% unicorn. Walk away for a moment or longer, right? So that you can just be distanced from it. Space is an incredible evener. It's an incredible prompt to breathe. It truly is, right? So I walked away to get a cup of coffee. You can walk away, get a glass of water. You can walk away, get some fresh air. You can walk away, go lay down. You can walk away, go take a nap, right? So that you can still be in your space. Let it flow over you for a second. Just let it simmer, do whatever it does, right? Because it will simmer out if it's nothing. If it's nothing, if there's nothing to do, it will simmer out, right? And so here's the last thing. And I'll tell you, you know I'm in Puerto Rico, right? So it worked out. And I'll tell you how that happened, but that's not the most important part of this story, I believe. It is, how do you move through it, right? So the last part of this is in number three, right? I phoned a friend. I forgot the name of that show. I phoned a friend. I text a friend, right? I text the friend that I thought that I know in my life is the calm one. I wouldn't say, people wouldn't say that I'm the calm one. I'm a Gemini type A yogini. I'm not the calm one all the time, but I practice it and I work at it in the best of ways in my flow. And I know who those people are in my very, very small circle now. And I text that person, right? Text, call, right? Go see if you're in that situation. That person who can maintain their wusa in the midst of it all. You know who that person is. If you don't know who that person is, that's the person you need in your vibe tribe, right? Start paying closer attention to the people you meet who are like, woo, even. Not my monkey, not my circus. Right? Not my monkey, not my show, says my Auntie Barb. Right? So think about that. So those three tips really helped me move through what turned out to be almost a 2-day trip. That's how important this was to me. That's how amazing I knew it was going to be for my life and therefore for you. That's how powerful, right, our will can be, right? But also, it is also how powerful our peace can be for us to allow us to see clearly, is this the main thing? Do I need to keep this main thing the main thing? Or do I need to go home and go back to bed at 5 o'clock in the morning? Yeah? So I cannot wait to share with you in the retreat in this summer, just some of the things that I've learned and am learning, and also just the vibe of walking in this time in my life with things like this, which are amazing and that remind me, right, of the strength in my yoga practice, the strength in keeping my body fit, because 2 days of travel is no joke, y'all. It is no joke, and you have to really be prepared to do that. And be prepared to walk in your peace and your patience and live your life to the fullest. Authentic, unapologetic unicorn. Yeah? All right, that's what I've got for you today. Again, I've got so much more. Check the show notes for summer retreat in Inspirada in Merida. I cannot wait to see you there. I'm going to enjoy Puerto Rico. So if you're not checking me out on social media, you can do that for sure. Otherwise, you can just see me right here. Yeah, I love you. Remind yourself of this. Give yourself grace. Be grateful for all that you have and for the practice that you are practicing right at this moment. It's enough. You're enough. I am, I am, I am. I can, I can, I can. I will, I will, I will. You keep breathing. Stuff changes.